Fortissimo, an initiative by Maestro Harout Fazlian, aims to bridge classical music and senses. A classical concert, four pianos, and an orchestra will cast a spell on the IXIR vineyards with the divine tunes of Bach, Mozart, Bizet, Chopin, Ravel, and Brahms. On July 13, 2023, the sun will set over the waves, dancing to the harmonious rhymes of the northern mountains. To widen and rejuvenate the audience of classical music by inviting them to a genuine musical experience that engages the senses. Such is the will of Maestro Fazlian. To attract the public to this exhilarating event, under the clean air of Lebanese nature, the organizers have created categories accessible to all. Thus, a cheaper pricing and student rates have been added. In agreement with IXIR, a reduced rate has been arranged for youngsters under 15. The public, fond of the classical repertoire, will benefit from complementary dimensions that multiply the effect of musical enjoyment. All these elements contribute to eternalize this one-night experience. Made of notes and wine, this shared moment will remain a highly artistic experience without bending into entertainment. The idea is to combine elements that would produce harmony and sense. Spontaneously, the synchronization with the world of wine was established. A thematic, literary, mythological, historical harmonization. As process and practice come together, they reflect what creating an exceptional wine is all about. The whole project requires expertise, authenticity, and of course, the pursuit of harmony, testifies Joel Hajar, who is in charge, alongside Maestro Fazlian, of the artistic creation and logistics of the concert. The reception from IXIR for this initiative was just as spontaneous and evident, and the proposal quickly transformed into a project, she adds. Regarding the organization, a mosaic of skills are working on the event. On IXIR's side, Aurélie Coros, director of marketing, takes care of the ground preparation and the promotion of the event. The harmony extends in the almost daily relationship with the IXIR team to make this event a total success, affirms Joel Hajar. She also assures that each party takes charge of its area of expertise in a fluid and complementary collaboration, and bears part of the cost so that the project can be carried out to the highest artistic standards. Everything falls into place, with the unwavering support of the Saadala and Lubna Khalil Foundation, which accompanies us and trusts us in many of our projects. Ms. Lubna Khalil, a great patron in love with the arts and convinced of their importance in the transformation and elevation of a society, has also been of great artistic assistance to the organizers. Moreover, the goal of the event being ostensibly cultural, Joel Hajar testifies, the cultural goal is predominant in this initiative since neither of the two parties is seeking profit. On our side, covering the cost of musicians and peripheral jobs is essential and sufficient. For IXIR, the goal is to position their brand in the realm of excellence and daring while proving their commitment to culture and their support for artists. Hence, the addition of a special reserve collection labeled with our great musicians has been produced. On the occasion of this concert, an edition will be launched in the name of Maestro Fazlian, following the previous editions resulting from IXIR's collaboration with Khaled Mazaner and the Lebanese pop group Adonis. For IXIR, artists are the pride of our country and carry its voice and image in the most beautiful way and with the most resonance. On the other hand, IXIR has a mission to introduce visitors to the vineyards of Batroun, its antiquity, its primacy, and its uniqueness. According to her, this concert is an invitation to venture into the discovery of vineyards, and to connect body and soul to the land and roots of Lebanon. As for Maestro Fazlian, an artist's responsibility is to maintain the highest level of expectation from his audience. He believes there is no economic or political excuse for the decay of artistic quality. If necessary, the project must be adjusted and supplemented with the available means. This can be done quite well in the precise choice of repertoire and arrangements, and not just for the purpose of making it happen or tackling repertoires that require large orchestras without having the human and financial resources. On another note, it is about converting as many people as possible to classical music, regardless of their age. Classical music should not be solely broadcasted on funerals, nor should it have a boring or obsolete connotation. It is the universal language of the human being, since it speaks to every human being's deepest emotions. Maestro Fazlian also wanted to keep a place for young music students whose vocation is sometimes seen as a threat to their professional success. Showing them that an artistic career is a viable path when self-demand and serious work are present and that the joy talent brings is the most precious gift and the most beautiful of successes, insists Joël Hajjar, with her usual enthusiasm and passion for the arts and culture. Marie-Christine Taya. Instagram at mariechristine.taya. For reservations, www.ticketingboxoffice.com.